That was so much fun. It was great to share this Valentine's Day with you. Even if we're not Valentines. It's just nice to have our friendship back, you know? And to feel just comfortable. All right, well, take care. I'm sorry. It looked like you were leaning in, and you were? Okay. Oh, gosh. You know, do you want to come in? Maybe have a drink or something? Ooh, we kissed, huh? Was it just a friendly kiss? You know our history. Well, our recent history. I thought we were doing such a good job lately. We've been best friends again. We haven't had that weird sexual tension thing. Everything's just felt really normal, how it used to be. We don't want to break up our marriages. We don't want to hurt our families. It's just, it felt good just to feel normal again. And it really took a lot of stress off of me, honestly. I think what I really needed was just to be held. Joel, ugh. I already explained this, but, you know, things have not been going that well. And it was just nice cuddle with you, and I guess going a whole year without contact and just feeling, I mean, I don't want to say unloved, I had an idea of what was going on, but I mean, I did feel loved in that hotel room, and that's what I needed, because it had been so long since I have felt loved. And it filled up my bucket, I guess. You know, it'd been empty. Like there'd been this drought. And you filled it up. And I've been okay since then. And I think that's why everything kind of went back to normal. Because things felt okay. And they felt okay between us. And I guess with our last interaction before the hotel being us having sex at your anniversary party. That was kind of the last thing that I had that was connected to you. So I just kept thinking about it. And since things were not going well with Joel, I just kept craving that sex and that feeling of being wanted and desired. And so I think I just needed to get it all out of my system. So in the hotel, I don't know if any of this is making sense or if I'm just rambling, but I got what I needed. A year of waiting. I felt loved. I felt desired. I got what I've been wanting for a year. And then luckily, we went back to normal after that. And so since things have been normal, I wanted to keep it that way. Because my bucket is full. How do you feel about it? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah? So, I'm basically the same. But you've been craving a little bit more sex than I have. I guess I just went so long without sex with Joel that it's not, it, I don't know, it was so special having it with you that again, my bucket got full and I'm good for a little while. But yeah, I know you have sex more often with Heather. Wait, how long has it been? A few months. So, that's not so bad. I mean, I remember when it was a few months with Joel and I thought that was bad. And then more time went by. And here I am thinking, oh, we're trying to start a family. But how can you start a family if you are not having sex? Well, have you tried initiating with her? Why haven't you wanted to? I feel you there, depression. Yeah. When we stopped having sex, at first, I mean, it did really bother me. And then it just became something that I got so used to that it would just feel kind of odd now to have sex with him, if that makes sense. Just because it's been so long or so infrequently, pretty much, that I don't know. I don't just get in a horny mood and go, hey, let's fool around. Not like we used to. It's just not like that anymore. Well, I'm sorry about the depression. That makes sense. Wait, are you sure it's depression then? If you still have been wanting to have sex with me, then it kind of sounds like you're just not that into her. Maybe. I'm not trying to hurt your marriage or anything. I'm just spitballing ideas here. As a best friend, it just seems a little odd to me that you do want sex, but just not with your wife. You'd rather do it with me. And that's how I've been feeling, and that's why I came to you about anal. Because it was the same. I mean, I would rather have sex with you too. And I'm not sure if it's because, it's hard to say. I don't know if it's because you're someone different than Joel and I just need something different, or if I feel something different with you, or if I just can't feel loved and desired by Joel, but I feel it with you. I don't know what it is, and I have all these complicated feelings. You love me? I know I kept telling you in the hotel how much I loved you, and I don't think you even said it back to me, and I kept wanting to hear it. I understood why you weren't saying it. But it's so nice to hear. I love you. You do. And that's not the part that I'm confused about. It's just, I don't know what to do here. I don't know if this is something I can fix with Joel. I don't know if it's just, it's all fallen apart and I'm in love with you now. Do I love you? Or am I in love with you? And that's the most important question. Because they're kind of two different things. And we need to figure that part out before we do anything. But for now, while we're alone together, because who knows when that's going to happen next. Since we only got this time together, since Heather and Joel hate Valentine's Day and they didn't want to do anything with us. Plus, Joel's on the business trip, so I have you all to myself right now. No one else around. So tell me, again, that you love me. I want to hear it. I like hearing it. Oh, I love you. We don't need to decide anything today. We should just enjoy today, because today has felt really fucking good, right? I've had an amazing date, the best date that I've had in so long, so we should enjoy this and we shouldn't make it complicated or anything. Oh, sorry, I offered you a drink, didn't I? Do you want that drink? This is better. Why does kissing even feel nicer after exchanging I love yous? Everything feels so new with you, like new love, but at the same time, it's got that we've known each other forever feeling and that we've been together forever feeling. So it's like the best of two worlds. It's what I wish I felt with Joel. That butterfly, newlywed, I've known you forever, we've been married forever feeling. But I feel that with you. I think that says something. You're right. We're not going to concentrate on this now. This today is for having fun. And just a good time. And maybe tomorrow everything's just going to go back to us being best friends and everything being in its place, right? Okay, I'm going to stop. We're just having fun. Can I take off your shirt? So nice to touch your skin. I love the feeling of your back. You've got a really nice back. I'm into backs. I think your pants need to come off too. Your legs don't match your torso. Take those off. Today's for having fun, right? Well, now you're just in your underwear. And your lap is calling to me, so I'm gonna hop on it. Put my legs around you, too. Why I'm narrating everything I'm doing. I guess a little part of me is nervous just because, you know, we've gone back to the best friend thing and what we've discussed tonight and what it could mean and what it could do to our lives. It's a lot to take in. And so hard to know how to proceed. The path untaken, or just, you know, go the old familiar route. I don't know. It's a little scary. Can I give you a hickey? Heather will probably notice, huh? Just gonna kiss your neck then. Hey, since we're having fun and all, can I give you a little lap dance? Just kind of feel your body and move mine back and forth. But no touching. I think I need to go take off my dress for this one. Well, yeah, I wore nice lingerie. I always do. Didn't you notice? Every time we've been together. Yeah, I do. Okay, well, I'm wearing my very, very, very best because I'm with you. But, yeah. So, arms to your sides. And I'm gonna seduce you with a lap dance. Do I look sexy when I hold up my hair like this on the top of my head with both hands? And I turn my head and look at you. I don't know, that's just a pose I see a lot. And I wondered if I could pull it off. We don't need music, we can make our own music. Right, now I'm gonna turn around and I am gonna go grind my ass on your cock. I'm not allowed to touch you either. Oh, that's bullshit. No, I can't. You're just not supposed to touch the dancer, but the dancer can touch you. So hands to your sides and let me do my thing. You are really hard. Okay, I don't want my ass on it. I want my pussy on it. I'm turning around. Ooh. I'm just gonna grind on it. Feels so good. Oh, and my pussy is so wet. I bet it's gonna leak right through my panties. You know what? I think I'm gonna fuck your thigh. Maybe your knee. Grind on. Oh, yeah, that feels good. Well, it was supposed to be a lap dance, but your dancer got super horny. Yeah, you seem really amused, too. This is fun. It's ridiculous. I know. I was trying to be sexy and all, but yeah, no, it was sexy. Good. Oh, because I'm having a good time. God, I'm so horny. Oh. Okay, fuck this. Let's just fuck. Okay. All right. Come to my bedroom. Okay, you're right. Come to the guest room. That's better. Sorry. Understandable. You know what I'm in the mood for? I want to do missionary, and I want to kiss you deeply while you thrust into me really hard and really deep. But also romantic. It can be kind of slow. It doesn't have to be super fast. I just want to feel you deep inside of me. I want to feel your lips and your love. You did fill my bucket, but my horny bucket needs to be filled now. But first, I will admit, even though we've gone back to being best friends, I keep thinking about your cock. And I do think about it in my mouth a lot. I've got a little bit of an oral fixation, so... Okay, not gonna lie, I do daydream about kissing your cockhead. Sweet gentle kisses. Do you like that when I just suck on the head? Why must you have such a better cock than my husband? Don't tell Joel. It's perfect. You're gonna come. Don't come yet. I want you to come in me. Here. Get on top of me. Can we do it like I was picturing? So good. the same time. I love you. This good. Ever. I didn't know sex could be this amazing. I think it's because I'm in love. Oh, God. You too. The only way that you can make me come is if you come, so you better come too. And this way we come together. I love your cock. Oh, I love it. Okay, I'm right at the edge. Yeah. Okay, kiss me while we come. Definitely the best sex I've ever had in my life. Yeah, I'm in love with you too. But remember, we're not going to talk about that right now. We're just going to enjoy this. This is gonna be the best post-orgasmic snuggle ever. Oh, it feels good to be in your arms. I am so euphoric. That's the only way to describe it. I feel like I'm floating on clouds right now. Oh, I love you so much. All right, now hold me and never, ever let me go.